Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
But I got, I upgraded myself on the flight to Paris to premium economy. I think it's only economy. It's an all economy flight. Maybe not, but I am in 1A and it's premium economy. Or maybe just premium period.
What airline?
Oh, Norse.
Oh. I didn't know you were flying Norse.
Yeah, I'm flying Norse.
Oh my gosh, my family's of the Norse.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it.
Oh my God.
But I do get a duvet.
Out of respect.
And extra reclining. So we'll see. I don't know. It's definitely not a lie flat. I don't think they have lie flats. And I am in 1A. So, but I get unlimited drinks, a duvet.
So you'll have one?
Yeah, exactly. I'll have one glass of wine and be asleep for the whole 11 hours.
There is no sleep quite like on a plane, that's a long flight after one glass of wine. I sleep harder there than in any bed I've ever owned. Completely stone cold sober after showering. If I have one glass of wine and I've got a rom-com on and I'm on a lay flat plane for 10 plus hours, I am as close to dead as someone could
be. Oh, I didn't know you did lay flats.
Just like when we fly standby with my dad's thing, like there's always open seats in first class and that's what we get.
Whoa.
For free. I just got off the phone with my dad out there and he's like trying to get us to go back to Italy this summer. But like my mom will only do it if there's seats available in first class. She won't. They won't pay for it and she will not make the trip.
That's fair.
Unless it's a lie flat.
Honestly, I told you this, but that one time that I got JetBlue Mint, when I went to Don't Worry, Darling, courtesy of Warner Brothers. They got
Mint. Oh my gosh,
Mint.
I forgot you did that.
And I had the hardest time traveling after that.
Yeah.
Like to go back from that was, I just almost wish I had never known it at all.
No, I can't do it one time because I can't justify it.
Mm-mm.
I literally were like, no, I'm like, I will take an Adderall and sit straight up in the very back and I'll read a book. I'll figure out how to read in the back.
That could be fun.
Yeah, but then I'm thinking like, oh, I save so much money and I do save so much money by not upgrading my seats. And I'm like, suck it up. You can do it.
I can't. I just can't spend that money on myself for something that's so fleeting, no matter how much I agree. I don't know if I'll ever get to that spot, no matter how much money I have.
Brooke, I agree completely wholeheartedly.
Whoa. Yeah. Crazy when that happens.
I also kind of feel like, I know there's different levels. I feel the same way kind of with hotels. Where like, if I'm on a cool trip like Italy, I'm going to be outside all day enjoying Italy. You know, like I don't really need a luxurious room to sleep in. I just simply need a bed.
For me, it depends. Like, I don't really care about the luxurious room, but like I could do with like a luxurious on-site waterfall and an infinity pool that has the, like I can see Italy.
House Hunters International, Brooks needs, must have a waterfall on-site. I'm not hiking to a waterfall. Waterfall on site. Anything else?
Yeah, spa. Like, spa. I'm saying if it's like that kind of thing, I would invest.
If you're on a trip and you're doing spa waterfall vibes.
Like, I would love to do Canyon Ranch one day.
Malibu?
Yeah. Where else is it? My mom used to go.
I thought this
was
not a rehab
Arizona.
Facility.
It's not Sedona, is it?
There's one in Malibu.
Right. I don't think I'd want to go to that one.
No, that would be rehab. I really think it's a rehab in Malibu.
No, Canyon I'm talking Ranch. About something else. It is called Canyon Ranch, though.
Oh, look at all these people that all look like George Clooney's clones.
Although, when I went to fitness camp, it was a branch of Canyon Ranch because that's how my parents got me to go. It was like bougie. And that is something that you can really like make of it what you will. Yeah. Like I chose not to engage in any of the workout and good eating opportunities that I was sent there for and truly just did cooking classes.
Fun.
And yoga.
Oh, there's one in Massachusetts.
And I came out a few pounds heavier. So life's what you make it.
Life's what you make it and you are on a trip. Yeah. You're just on a trip. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you about what's in my juice that I just looked down and saw? Seventeen kale leaves, a pound of spinach, one large apple, half an English cucumber, one whole celery stick, one entire lemon, and 2 inches of ginger.
2 inches? That's the same height as your new figurine.
You're right.
Yeah.
He's so tiny. You guys, it came in the mail yesterday.
Well, that's how tall 2 inches is. You sent me that completely shocked when we had just read in the bio that it was 2 inches.
No, that was for the little brass monkey. Monkey Funky.
You didn't look at how tall yours was going
to
be?
Hell no. Okay. I was just excited to get him. But I just have a hard time believing. You're telling me, how do you get a pound of spinach? And then all of a sudden, like, this isn't even a pound. The bottle isn't even a pound.
Connor, I was about to say, this is so dumb, but like, how do you eat like pounds of food and then not carry those pounds? Because it breaks down.
Probably the same way like the stain breaks down via Tide Pin. Where does it go? That's not for us to decide.
I get it breaking down through your body, but where would the pound of... That must be a pound, honestly. If there's a pound of spinach in there, then that has to be a pound. Because I learned from Hank Green recently, liquefying something doesn't make it lighter.
It doesn't. I mean, there's no way of knowing. Oh, 15.2 ounces, fluid ounces.
Let's see how many pounds that is.
Yeah. Let's get to the bottom of it.
It's going to be at least one. I think that's how, I think 52 ounces are in a pound.
12 ounces is a pound.
Oh.
Two.
You have to do fluid ounces, though.
Why? But wouldn't it be the same weight?
No, there's different ounces.
What? Oh.
It's basically a pound.
It's basically, so
what about the one
leaves,
apple?
The leaves. Where the fuck did they put the apple? You're right. In the celery stick? No, we're talking about 15 pounds of gear here that they got into this bottle. But you also remove the rind of all of these.
Wait, the Basement Yard Boys were having a discussion like this recently. If you put a whole apple in a blender, it's not lighter as apple juice.
Matter cannot be created or destroyed.
Right. So that's the same as the solid spinach was.
This isn't like a conversation not for us.
Let's move on.
We have to move on.
Hank. What'd you do today?
I just got back. I did the Good Guys podcast.
When does that come out?
Next, probably the same day as this.
This is coming out in 2 weeks.
Ciao, Bella.
This is another little bit, recorded a little bit in advance.
It's next week. It comes out next week.
Oh.
What comes out next week?
Oh, yeah. This one comes out a week from tomorrow.
I record next
week. Oh, this is going to be still backlogged? Oh, okay. Do you know who your guest host is yet? I can't wait to see.
I wouldn't dream of knowing who it is. It's going to be a surprise, except when you see this, they will already be... This is like a Schrodinger's cat episode.
This episode exists and doesn't?
No, my co-host exists and doesn't.
Damn, you're right.
Yeah.
Because right now they don't, but right now they do.
This is a time we've moved from the weight and fluid ounces of spinach. Where does she come from? Where does she go? Where does she come from? Cotton Eye Joe. To a time and space conversation about my co-host that... may or may not exist at all.
Mm-hmm.
My co-host might not even be born yet.
Yeah. Anything is possible.
My co-host might only be just a twinkle in his or her father's eye.
I wouldn't go that far.
I might have a newborn
baby. Since your recording is in a week.
A newborn baby as my co-host?
I've told you that we pass our death days every year, right?
I hate when you say that. That's so not okay.
Sorry, it's the same type of thing.
Babies and death.
It literally the opposite ends of the life cycle, but the life cycle nonetheless.
But you know what the beautiful part is? Everything in between, the peanut butter and jelly of the life cycle.
Yeah. You know what freaks me out? That, yes, the best day of your life is probably still to come.
La, 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 la,
but
la,
so
la,
is
la,
the
la,
worst.
La, 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 la. What were you saying about the best day of my life?
It's probably yet to come.
Yay.
And so is the worst.
La, 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 la. Not in the manifestation space. I think I've already had my worst day.
I told you about the craziest thing I manifested. Or I don't actually think I did manifest it. I don't know.
You can,
but we haven't talked about it here.
We haven't talked about it on the podcast.
No, we haven't.
No.
But I am going to talk about it on Obsessed tomorrow, which if you watch that, you'll have seen us talk about that already, but that hasn't happened yet in real time. Does that make sense?
And you might have the worst day of your day, your life today.
No, I won't.
Like after this.
No.
So maybe you should talk about it here.
Sure. Yeah. On Obsessed, Connor.
Yeah.
When Andrew Barthelman was on, we were talking about like roles that he would be really good in on Broadway. And I said, you should play Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors.
Of course.
Lo and behold, at the end of May, who's starring as Seymour?
Andrew Barthelman.
I would love to know. I want to ask him if that was already like kind of in the works.
You should definitely
No, I'm too shy.
Do you have his phone number?
No. So I can't call him.
Oh, okay.
But I'm also too shy to DM too.
Okay.
I just am so excited for him. He is literally like, I'm going to go.
Did you ever figure out who?
But I'm not going to tell him because I don't want to be weird.
You had him on your podcast. You should go.
So sweet.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But I would love to know how much of that was the manifestation space versus how much of that was just already in the works due to his natural God-given talent.
We all need to know. I think we all need to know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much of it was his God-given talent?
Well, all of it was.
Right.
But also in addition to the God-given talent. I'm really excited for that and for him.
Yeah, that's great. That's exciting for him.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
So anyway, that's just a manifestation conversation. Anything that you've been needing to manifest recently? We haven't done that in a while.
I've never, I don't think, manifested anything in this space.
That's not true.
What did I manifest?
I don't remember, but...
Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo getting canceled.
They're in that treasure thing.
Oh my god, get the treasure thing out.
What's in the treasure thing?
We put manifestations in there.
When?
I think so.
I don't remember that.
This one?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Should I read them or is it too soon? Did we say we were going to open them next year?
It's only been 20 episodes since we did it.
Should I not open them? I'll do one.
Do one. Yeah.
Okay, this is yours.
Okay, great.
I'm going to have a comedy special.
Oh, great. Put it away. Put it back in the box.
You kind of do.
No, I don't.
You do.
All.
It's just not aired.
Aired.
Aired. So far.
So
good. I will say.
Go ahead and read one of yours. Go ahead and don't skip all those.
It's not looking good.
That's the fifth one you skipped.
I say none of mine came true and none of yours came true.
Put them away for the rest of the year.
No worries.
Come on, we only have,
we have a lot of time left.
Yep, we have 31 weeks left.
I'm not worried about it at all.
I'm not either.
Yep. I went to urgent care this morning.
Oh, whoa.
All good. I'm fine. But I don't know if I do or if I just convinced myself that I have a UTI because I'm leaving. So I'm just like, of course, like something would happen to me right before I'm about to go. And then it would get worse as I have no longer access to U.S. healthcare. So, of course, I had to just go.
God forbid you don't have access to U.S. healthcare.
That would suck for me. U.S. healthcare sucks, of course.
I don't think
basically
you need-
I'm just more comfortable having a medical issue in my home area where I kind of know how everything works than in a different space. That's fair. And so I went to urgent care. And then when I walked in, the lady at the front desk, and there was also like a room full of people waiting, said, "What brings you in today?" Which like I didn't know. I've never had an experience where I've had to say what's wrong with me loudly in front of other people.
I would just say I have an appointment.
I didn't.
I'm here for an appointment that I made.
So I obviously screamed, "I think I have a UTI." Yeah, I had my headphones in. But then I was like, then I sat down and I was like, maybe I should have just said I need to see a doctor.
I have a UTI, I think. That's why I'm here.
I don't care about seeming that kind of dumb.
Oh, okay. So did everyone look you up and down and try to help?
I mean, no, but I was just like, after I sat down, I realized that I feel like I could have handled it differently.
You live and you learn.
But like that, to ask like what brings you in is confusing and on the spot.
Well, like you they probably get a lot of people asking to use the restroom. What brings you in today? The restroom. It's over here.
So I should have just said I need to make an appointment.
You had an appointment. Oh, no, it was urgent
care. No, I did not. It was a walk-in.
Oh, they probably check to see if, like, you're dying right there.
Or I was thinking, like, they check to see if it's, like, an ER issue or an urgent care issue.
Yeah.
So I've just been going back and forth.
I think it was a pretty normal thing that you did.
You think saying I had a UTI? Yeah.
Everyone has a UTI.
And then, true. And then someone else came in, but my headphones were in, so I didn't hear what brought him in. But I would have loved to hear what he said if he just needed a doctor or if he had it.
A UTI.
A specific ailment, if you voice.
You could probably just ask because it seems like a free for all in urgent care. We did take Connor into an urgent care because I jumped on his back and he fell and his teeth went through his bottom lip.
Connor?
Hunter.
Oh.
And this was like at a UT football game like a year and a half ago. And we went into urgent care and like we were all having so much fun. Everyone in the waiting room was like drunk because it was like all drunk things. And we were all ordering canes. I was like, "Does anyone want to order any canes? Because the wait time was so long. I just ordered the whole waiting room canes. It was great. I made a lot of friends."
That's really nice of you.
Yeah.
I love canes.
Love canes.
They just opened a canes next to a Dairy Queen. And
bang, bang.
I think it's in Burbank, and that's a big deal because we don't have Dairy Queens here. We're really canes. So I've got to go. I think they're in a mall. I think
like by the airport. By the Burbank airport.
Yay. By the Burbank airport. I need to go.
It's only a 55-minute drive from me.
Oh, same.
Yeah. I've flown into Burbank one time. We don't need to tell everyone that, though. I'm sorry. No one cares. No one gives a shit.
I'm sure that there is, like, one person out there that
that's like, ooh,
deeply cares. Ooh, I also flew into the Burbank airport.
I love the Burbank airport. Yeah. Finally, a podcast for me.
I got lost in the Burbank airport parking lot the other day because I had meant to turn into Panda Express, but the turn before was fully the Burbank airport.
The Burbacken?
Yeah.
Wait, how often are you going to Burbank?
This was, did I say the other day?
Yeah.
It was a few months ago.
What, why are you going to Burbank for Panic Express?
I actually had something cool and exciting in Burbank that I can't actually say what it is yet.
Do
I don't
know?
Yeah. I don't know if it will be out by the time this episode comes out, but I'll let you know why I was in Burbank when that.
Wait, can you just remind me so I can be on the same page? Wait, that's Burbank?
That was in Burbank, yes.
Oh, wait. Oh, wow.
So, moral of the story is, on my way home, I needed Panda Express, and the turn before it was the Burbank Airport. Mm. So I went into there instead of Panda Express.
That's awesome.
So we each have a little Burbank Airport anecdote.
Yep. You could say that again.
Yep. Literally my life.
That's literally my life. I just have to get something else off my chest that I talked about in our segment called BetterHelp, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Max's turds.
Max's turds. Okay, so I know Max's body inside and out. Max, I took to the vet yesterday because he's getting his nuts chopped on Friday. So by the time this episode comes out, he will be sans nuts.
Oh my God, his nuts both exist and don't exist.
Brooke, mind-blowing. Schrodinger's balls.
Nuts is reminding me really quickly of when I was a preschool teacher. There was like a huge fad of them all telling each other they were going to punch each other in the nuts.
That was funny for like a long time.
Which I was just like, there was like literally like nothing that could stop it. Anyway.
Wait, them saying?
No, not when I was in preschool, when I was teaching preschool.
No, I'm saying like thinking about that as like hearing a little kid say that. That's like absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I want that to be my ringtone.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I took Max to the vet. I'm taking him in because they make you. Oh, this is spilling all over me. They make you. They make you go in for an appointment, get fully checked out to like see if there's anything wrong with them before nuts chopped. And I'm in there and they're like, so what's wrong with him? I go, nothing. I'm just, you told me to come in to get him checked before the appointment. Okay. Well, has he bitten you? No. Does he bite at dogs? No. What does he do? I'm like, he just has his balls and like, we're trying to get them off of him. And she's like, okay, well, you should be brushing his teeth every day. And I was like, what are you talking about, bitch? Like, I'm here to get my dogs. Like, I'm just here in and out.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay. Like, he's underweight. And I was like, well, the last vet told me he's not. And he was perfect. So then she sold me $100 bag of dog food, which was like really hard to not to say no to when like a vet is telling you like
right.
He needs this digestive
put you
dog
in a
food.
Tough position.
Yeah. Finally, like, she's giving me all this advice. She gives me a number for a dog trainer, by the way, the whole time Max is laying at my feet being so good. Then they're like, we have to put the thermometer up his ass, hold him. And I was like, do you have another thermometer like we do? And I know you have an ear thermometer, come on. And they're like, no, we gotta do
I think all dogs do butt thermometers.
You can do ear thermometers.
Really?
I've seen it. Yeah, they do it at the vet that comes to my house does it in the ear. He prefers ear stuff. And versus ass play.
Yeah.
And so they have me hold Max. I'm like, oh, praying to God, like my poor dog, like, oh, I hope he can get through this. Ugh. Oh no, poor Max. All good, we're done. Max got fully penetrated in and out and didn't even move.
That thermometers are thin.
Brooke, I'm going to put a thin thermometer in your ass.
Sorry, I didn't mean to invalidate his accomplishment.
Tell me if you notice.
I am, what a trooper. I am really proud of him.
Tell me if you notice if I put your...
That's not, it's not that. Connor, it's much thinner than that.
Brooke, I was there. It was a vestibule.
That's not how that word is.
Yeah.
Used.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
Every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
We're cutting hairs now, but it was crazy. And then they're like, we're going to give him this like new this new shot. And I was like,
do you know what a festival is?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
God, the human language is made out of nuance.
No, I know.
Language.
No, I know. I agree. I knew what you meant.
And you can use it kind of, Brooke, you know, you and I both know, you know as well as I know that language.
Connor, I do know. It's just
man-made.
The fact that it's not even like. Do you know what a vestibule is?
No, let's look into what what is a vestibule?
It's like a little area before like the main entering point. like at a bank, there's like a vestibule when you walk in.
Can I see
with the ATM?
Can I see the definition of vestibule?
How do you spell that?
What?
What?
What? Am I wrong?
No, I said you pulled the straw and you were like
a vestibule.
That's a little, area before
instrument?
You go into the thing.
Read the deaf out loud.
An antechamber, which I would also call that hall or lobby next to the outer door of a building.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Connor, you're right. I totally got what you meant because you were also using a visual code.
Okay, guys, everyone knows what I meant.
No, and Connor, I know. But imagine if you weren't doing visuals. And
sorry,
you were saying that a vestibule was shoved up Max's ass.
Sorry, but like even if I didn't have a visual aid, you would have understood what I was saying.
I wouldn't have. That's
yes,
the thing. I wouldn't have.
Within the context of all that has come before you, I would have been able to get you there.
No, this is a situation where you did just fall out of the coconut tree. Like, there's no context of vestibule.
There is.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Is a vestibule not like a perfect way to describe something that's like going into someone's ass?
I mean, now it is.
I got that vestibule stuck in my ass.
Vegetable?
No, now we're getting off topic.
Okay.
Let's stay focused.
Keep going. Sorry.
I got a half of an English cucumber stuck in my vestibule.
Honestly,
that works better.
Asshole is like a much better comparison to vestibule than thermometer.
Okay.
It is in a way, okay, the vestibule to the colon.
Okay. Yeah. Your actual asshole is the lobby next to the outer door of a
no,
building.
No, it's literally the
to
vestibule
your body.
To your body. Yeah.
The asshole is the vestibule to your soul.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh. And who's a what's it? What?
Oh my God! A chamber or a channel opening into another. I was like completely right.
No, you were describing the shape of the thermometer. That's just another way to describe
okay.
The bank. The bank entrance.
It should. There are some words that really like.
I keep thinking about you saying it so confidently.
You should. Like, I think some words, if they sound like something else, like that's how we should use them.
Connor, I agree.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
What were we getting?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's it. That's the end of the story, I guess.
I had actually gotten into this discussion pretty in depth with my dad and my sister the other day.
About what? What part?
Because I was complaining about Arizona as an entity, specifically where my dad lives, because it's so far from everything. And I was saying that the Barnes & Noble, was 45 minutes from his house. There should never be a house that has a Barnes & Noble that far away from it. And then he was like, you're lying. You lie a lot. And I was like, no, that was my experience. It was 45 minutes away. So then we Googled it and it was 29 minutes. And I said, that's not a lie. That's 45 minutes is my truth. Because that's how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
So it is 45 minutes away. Because I felt that it was 45 minutes away. It's about how things make you feel. And that was my truth. Imagine this dead serious argument over the phone. Anyway.
I don't think you were lying, but you're definitely not truthing.
I ain't saying you a truther.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I remember what the end of the story was.
Oh, what?
So she gave me this new food to help Max gain weight, like a Caltine bar. And it's like I give him a full cup of it, like, but half and half. And she kept saying every kibble counts, which is like haunting my subconscious.
Giving every kiss begins with K.
Every kiss begins with K.
We've touched on that before.
I don't know if we have. I personally
thinking one touch is all it takes.
I personally have said one touch begins with K this week because of some other jewelry company that had 10 commercials in one commercial break somehow, but it was started with a J.
What sucks Jared. About moving to LA
to
is that, like, never, ever, ever before would I have thought ketamine.
Oh my God.
But now that's like where my head goes.
No, well, because every kiss begins with ketamine, horse tranquilizer. That was a TikTok sound.
I've never heard that.
Oh, I have it right. I'll pull it right up. Don't even worry about it.
No, I believe you.
I got to finish this story about my dog.
Sorry.
And then I'll be right there.
Okay, I'm not going to say a word.
Okay, and then we'll go back to ketamine. But you remember he went to Jared. Let's touch on Jared a little bit. Okay, so she gives me this new food. So this morning, I'm getting ready to leave to go to the Good Guys podcast. And I know Max's schedule with his BMs. We do one poop in the morning, we do one poop in the evening. And they're substantial. I'm not worried about it. I bring one bag with me because I don't have like a cool way to hold my bags on my leash. They either hit my hand all the time if he's running in the little carrier. I don't want them tied onto the leash because it looks trashy. I don't want them in my pockets because then I'll always have a jacket with a bag in it. You know, like every one of my piece of clothing has like a bag in it. So I bring one. When I go out the door, I grab one, bring it. And walking him through this neighborhood, he takes a fat dump, like a huge dump. And I'm like, okay, I got it. Great, let's go. Not even two houses later, dump two has hit the tower. And a second dump has entered the chat. And it's a substantial dump. I have nothing on my person besides my Seth Meyers, Late Night with Seth Meyers canvas tote bag that was holding all of my stuff. And I'm looking at six Ring cameras on this street, nice houses. I'm like, I have to dump sack, pick up all my belongings in one hand, and then turn my Late Night with Seth Meyers canvas tote inside out and grab this fat steaming dump, which, by the way, canvas, very absorbent. So I was immediately, yeah. And I had to dump my whole canvas tote. Actually, it gets worse. LA has a very interesting way, especially, well, I got probably everywhere. There's no public trash cans. And I couldn't put it this thing.
Yes, there are.
Not in neighborhoods, not where I live. There's no public trash cans.
Oh.
Nothing. So then I had to put it in my car and drive with it to the Dear Media studio.
Ew.
Yeah. Because they're in my neighborhood where I live. Someone screenshotted their Ring camera a picture of this man who was dumping dog poop into their trash can and put it on flyers and put it everywhere.
Mine too.
Poop bandit.
Mm-hmm.
Dumping.
Mine was a guy who just left their dog's poop and it said, this guy leaves his dog's poop.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear. I look almost schizophrenic the way every time he poops in public and I don't have a bag, I'm like, I am coming back. I'm coming back. Because I want them all to know if they check their Ring camera that I'm coming back, like before I make it back.
Yeah.
And now I've got all these pictures of dog poop in my camera roll because I need it to pinpoint where I am, cross streets, so I can go back there. But now I've got, like, I don't delete the photo after.
How about
it literally,
you just start bringing more bags?
Yeah. There's definitely a solution.
Yeah. It does seem that way. Can I ask you a question as a dog owner?
Yes.
When you're picking up the poop, with that bag, feel like your hands are disgusting after, or do you feel protected by the barrier of the bag?
No. That small film of plastic? No. I go home and scrub.
Yeah.
Yes.
You feel protected, Ryan?
Yeah, I have a smaller dog, though, but yeah, I feel protected.
I gotta wash.
Like, scientifically, can it get through the bag in your hands?
Not if there's not a hole.
Not if you're not carrying your late night with Seth Meyers.
It feels so thin. I'd feel good picking it up with the canvas tote. I'd feel like my hands are clean.
No, let me tell you, they would not be.
Because it seeps?
It seeps immediately, if not sooner.
Okay.
Oh, it was...
Damn, I'm bad about the Seth Meyers tote. He didn't deserve that.
No, rip.
Yeah.
It's so sad. And it was humiliating. There were people on walks. I'm on my knees.
Were they walking their dog?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ask somebody for a trash bag?
Yeah. I mean, like, hindsight. 50-50.
Yep. You're just going to start bringing more bags.
Yeah. I mean, solutions.
Yeah.
There's always... Did I want to complain or did I want a solution? I don't know. But yeah, there's definitely a solution.
Yeah.
Oh, and then today, speaking of washing your hands... The maid came and she's at my house and she said, I'm going to leave it looking brand new.
Oh, that's really sweet.
I'm so excited. There's nothing like me. Here's you would do this too, I feel like. You know how like you always like, oh, I had all my clean laundry on my couch and I was like almost said to her, don't worry about that. Like, I'll just do it when I get home. To the person that's there that I'm paying to clean.
Oh, I would have done that too.
I was like, no, don't worry about that. She goes, no, I'll do it. I was like, thank you seriously so much for like calling my bluff. Like I would never have done
that. Yeah. That's tough.
Oh my God. Like that was just like in my chest guttural. I was like, do not say that she doesn't have to worry about that. I want to be nice. And I was also embarrassed that it wasn't put away.
Right.
But like, why am I cleaning for the maid to come?
No, I mean, I think you're supposed to.
I mean,
clean a bit.
Yeah. There's not Seth Meyers canvas tote bags everywhere. For
right.
Doo-doo, but
yeah,
It's like relatively clean. The part that I really wanted her help on was the dust that seems to be everywhere, everything all at once, and the floors, and the floorboards.
I'm just moving.
Yeah.
Because it's easier at this point.
Man, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
My car's still in the shop.
That was in the treasure chest. I will have moved by summer.
Oh, well, you are moving though.
It's not summer yet.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Should we do some of these things that people DM'd us?
I have a lot of hot takes.
Okay, so we had everyone DM us some hot takes. How is this episode going, by the way? Like, I have no idea because it's so late in the day that I don't have a grasp on how episodes go when it's not morning time.
It's good. We still have an intro to the episode, but...
Oh my God, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Welcome back. So happy to have you all.
Whoosh. So we asked you guys to send in hot takes, as well as confessionals and secrets and stuff. I just want to say I'm really looking forward to your hot takes. The confessionals and secrets, again, like I want to encourage you guys not to send in crimes that you've committed that I feel guilty knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It feels dirty. Two.
What kind of crimes were you getting?
Like ones you could go to jail for.
Really?
Yeah. Even after the fact.
Murder?
No. No one killed anyone. I didn't.
Money laundering?
Stealing and yeah, theft and like something. I'll tell you offline. I just
okay.
Like it's funny to me. Like I don't like hate listening to it. It's just not fit for our podcast because I don't want to like
have the police
shoot us in the
involved.
Foot. Yeah, in that way.
Totally.
I don't want to shoot us in the foot if you've shot someone in the foot, and I know now.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If someone tells me they like Shrek, I immediately get the ick. Uno reverse.
Right.
That gives me the ick.
What do you think? You're better than Shrek?
Yeah. That if someone on their like Hinge profile was like, I do not like Shrek, that would be enough to swipe left.
Well, because that says a lot about someone.
Yeah. No, it really does.
You can let your hair down and enjoy something by Cameron Diaz and Mike Myers. There's the door.
Your favorite type of art definitely says
yeah.
Something about you.
There's nothing wrong with the storyline.
There's nothing wrong with
There's nothing wrong with
it. It has no flaws. So.
Oh, I mean,
and
no, no.
Also, just let your hair down.
Maybe. Okay, let's like, Brooke, let's do this. Let's hear this person out. Has this person seen the movie? Or are they not willing to give it a chance? That's another good question.
Right. I mean, the thing that's hard about these things is we can't ask for more information.
A lot of people sent their numbers for their crimes they committed. And I was like, we can't.
Oh.
But like, if you haven't seen Shrek, I kind of understand like not wanting to go back and watch like an old movie with weird graphics like that's and like strange audio and stuff.
I don't understand. Old movies are fun.
I know. I could just.
It's crazy that that's considered old.
It's ancient now.
When I saw it the other day, I was thinking that the graphics were really good.
Oh, they're
it
not.
Does not seem dated at all.
It's like a very fringe level good graphics movie. Like I think they were almost, I think like right after that they got there, but I don't think it would be the same if I had seen it and it was great graphics. I'd be like, this is making me uncomfortable, almost uncanny valley. That's Shrek as a man looks like someone that just got famous. You know when he becomes a human? Do you know what I'm talking about, Izzy? I just saw this as a tweet and I was like, that's uncanny.
Yeah. I don't know if I know what you
kind of looks like Kenny. If like,
oh my god, it does.
With hair.
Oh my god, that does kind of look like Kenny.
Oh my god, it kind of does. Kind of, but like.
That's just regular Shrek as.
Oh, that is regular Shrek.
As a human, not human Shrek. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it totally looks like Kenny.
Kenny 4 months ago.
Yeah.
That is really kind of alarming now that you've said that.
I know. He looks like someone else too. It's kind of like one of those when you look at someone and you have to turn to like actually find what you were thinking right at first. Oh, I can't figure it out, but it's someone that just got famous.
Like right now? Like a real person?
Just got into the zeitgeist of fame, yeah.
Matt Rife?
No.
They both have kind of like square heads.
Yeah, Matt Rife does have a square head.
Yeah. Well, we can
come back. Yeah, maybe someone will say something. That's always fascinating when someone looks like a character. It's almost like the prophecy has been foretold.
Did people tell you you look like a character, a cartoon? Any of them?
None come to mind, but yeah.
Oh, I get.
Oh, the Backyardigans. The purple guy on the Backyardigans.
Really?
Yeah. I think his name's
Pablo?
Pablo.
No.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I mean, I just don't see it. Oh, you look like that guy. You know that cartoon that... You know that, remember? It's like old. It's from a few years ago when I sent it to you and I was like, this kind of looks like you. And then also other people did too. What was that?
I have a picture of it in my phone.
Do you remember that?
I do, but I'm like not able to.
It was on Twitter.
Is it the guy with the spinny hat?
Is it? I'm kind of completely forgetting. Anyway, I get told I look like DW and the fish, girl fish from Shark Tales.
Oh, that one. Is it that one, Caillou?
No, not at all.
Okay, cool.
Not at all.
I got Caillou a lot for a second.
Not at all. It's a one-off.
DW from.
Yeah, Arthur.
Arthur.
And the girl.
Yeah, you do kind of look like
the girl fish from Shark Tales, not the hot one.
I can't picture anyone from Shark Tales.
That girl.
That's a boy.
Oh, no, so not him. There's two girl fish. There's a really hot girl fish, which is not the one I look like.
Oh, I could kind of see it.
Oh, I think, yeah, I think so.
I could kind of see that.
Yeah, she kind of looks like more like my mom.
She does. Oh my gosh, she does look like your mom. Yeah. Oh, gorgeous.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, well, I encourage you, if you haven't seen Shrek, just like give it a shot. Maybe have some drinks, make it a fun experience. Reduce your harm.
Let your hair down.
Shake it off.
Okay, this next one is actually a very large debate on Book Talk. So I'm curious to hear your...
Hit me.
Saying you read a book when you listen to an audio book is wrong. You listen to it.
You're cutting hairs, but I kind of agree. I think it's harder to read a book than listen to it, yes. And I think
definitely.
I think it's kind of like if... What, did you drive a marathon? Like,
I go back and forth. For me personally, I can't do audiobooks. I think where I would get, or I would have a hard time, and where my OCD would come into play is that if I did an audiobook, I would feel really weird about logging it on Goodreads, which of course a lot of people do that, and as they should. Like, I do think it's just as valid to do an audiobook as a regular book, but just for me personally, I would have a really hard time doing that, logging
morally.
Goodreads. Yeah, for just like my brain.
Yeah, I think seeing and hearing are two different experiences. Like, I wouldn't log the new Vampire Weekend album in my Goodreads.
Interesting take. You know, that could be solved if we came up with all in one app that I've pitched. So
I agree. And the idea is out there. You better verbal trademark that shit.
I tried.
It's going to come out and you're going to be so mad.
It's not a real thing.
You need to talk to some developers in a big way.
But
if any developers are listening to this episode, reach out to Brooke. She's available. And et cetera. Like, need I go on? Keep it simple.
But do you agree with this person that if a person listened to an audiobook, that when talking about the book, they should specify, like, I listened to this instead of I read this?
I mean, who gives a shit? But
just in theory.
If you ask them, you read the book, and they go, yeah, and then... So the person that you're, it would be me being like, did you read the book? You know, like, I want to hear you say, no, I listened to it, you know, because you didn't read it. Reading's hard. Trust me, reading's hard. And turning a page is hard. I can listen to stuff all day. I listen to podcasts all day at home, you know?
I do think, like, surely this is just like a fact that reading requires more energy
and discipline. I can't turn a page to save my goddamn life. I fall asleep when I open a book, when I smell that page, first page.
But I also, like, in fairness, like, I can't listen to audiobooks. Like, I would like to sometimes, but I can't. I need the words on the page.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost, it gets too confusing as an audiobook. So I guess that's a skill in its own, right?
I just think we can just cut it down to, I think it's easier to listen than read something.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
If you're without distractions, because you could also like be on your phone while you're listening to an audiobook, me.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
There's something strange about people who love fireworks. I agree to you.
100%.
I hate fireworks.
They're
loud. There's crowds.
They're objectively unpleasant.
It's a sense, complete sensory overload.
It's like a shiny war zone.
I do kind of like them at Disney, though. Because that's a show.
No, I need, like... I kind of like it as, like, oh, there's something that's going to happen at the end of the night. Like, on 4th of July, it's nice to go somewhere and everyone's, like, sitting in one place. You kind of, like... It's kind of, like, touching base during a tag game. It's like, I'm on base. And between, like, you know, you're out, you're doing whatever, and then there's fire... Even New Year's Eve, fireworks, you know, that kind of thing. That's nice. I want them to be silent.
Mm-hmm.
Silent fireworks, I could wrap my head around.
I could watch it on the TV, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just always know that when people say, like, if it's 4th of July or New Year's, like, oh, fireworks are soon, I don't look forward to that. My gut reaction is, ugh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And I think that's telling.
I hate noises, though.
Me, too.
Yeah.
I'm really noise sensitive.
I don't like when someone uses the hand dryer in a bathroom. You're wearing pants. Use them. Pants are so quiet.
Okay.
Pants never seem to make a peep.
Okay. I can understand why someone would want to use the dryer instead of their pants.
It's so, one,
not
it's,
to play devil's advocate.
It's so unsanitary to use that hand dryer.
I don't agree.
Look it up. It's way more sanitary.
Is it blowing germs onto you?
It's blowing around the air particles that are in a pooper. Yeah, it's not sanitary. You're inches away from a stall where a guy's just experienced
so
a Chipotle.
The air dryer's blowing the poop particles everywhere?
There's so much on it.
Do you know that if you smell something bad, that means that there is a particle of it in your nose?
The hand dryer is probably better for the planet, but if it's a choice between paper towels and shaking dry, then pick up the paper. Wet hands are like a public bus for bad bacteria. Germs and pathogens happily ride along. Germs and pathogens are using public transport.
Okay. I can get on board.
I always forget about germs.
In public bathrooms in general, I don't love, which
is
normal.
You don't FW public bathrooms?
Not really, but like the thing is like beggars can't be choosers. So I go in public bathrooms all the time.
Yeah.
Because I have no choice. So I'm like used to them now, but I definitely am like kind of curling up into my own body.
I love germs. Like, I love the idea of germs. I know they're bad, but like, I kind of love the idea that they're everywhere and they're alive.
When you think
that's
of a
cute,
germ,
kind of.
Do you just picture the Mucinex guy?
Like a little green and purple goblin. Yeah.
I picture the Mucinex guy.
And they're all over our hands.
Always.
Partying.
Yeah.
That is so cute to me.
Okay. That's a good outlook. Nice way to look.
Yeah, I'm kind of putting a positive spin on germs. No one else is doing it like me.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile, so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
For the next one? If you're scared of needles, you're a little baby.
I recently got scared of needles, and I wish I wasn't, but there's something about the sensation of something going into your skin. It's like a little miniature stab.
Yeah. Like, this person is wrong, because that's not, of course people are going to be scared of that. First of all, it hurts. Second of all, that's not natural for a incredibly sharp vestibule.
Yeah.
To be digging into your body like that.
Justice for vestibules. Also, if you multiply a needle times 100, that's a knife.
Sure, yeah.
Is a knife going to go into your arm?
And there's also the like queasiness factor of looking at it and also knowing, being aware of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you poke me with a needle at a music festival and I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Like a horrible example, I think. Well, like I wouldn't, like I'm just saying I wouldn't know.
Right.
Or I'd be like, ooh.
Oh yeah.
But it's I wouldn't be like, I'm so scared. What happened? No, I would probably be so scared.
Like getting my blood drawn.
It's a bad example.
Like doesn't it doesn't feel good, but like I'm not scared of the pain. It's when I start thinking about what's happening is when I start to go down.
I got an IV drip in Nashville on Sunday before I left, and they put magnesium in it, and they go, just so you know, like, you're gonna feel the magnesium go in. It was already, like, the thing had already been in my arm for a while. You don't feel it at all, you know? They put the magnesium in.
Don't tell me.
Brooke, it was like, I imagine, like, it feels like heroin when they put it in their butt. Like, it literally, you felt it going, and then you just got so, like, you felt the warmness, like, go through all your veins.
I would throw up and pass out.
No, it was just like, it was crazy. And then she goes, it's going to feel like you're peeing your pants. You're not. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And I wasn't, but I was, Brooke.
It felt like you were?
Schrodinger's piss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was crazy. It felt so good. I was like, do it again.
Ooh. Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody is quite possibly the most annoying song ever written.
I go back and forth on that. How many drinks have you had?
Let's say none.
Oh, yeah, it's a horrible song.
Oh my God, I think that's like a crazy take.
I think if you are in a great mood, say you've got a great phone call, an email, your wife's pregnant, you just got engaged, like that's when that song is like, this is the best song ever written. If you just get fired and Bohemian Rhapsody comes on, you punch a hole through your radio.
Well, that's not how you qualify a good song. It's like you can't just like base it off of the mood that you're in. She's saying in general it's the most annoying song, which is wrong.
Okay,
if you're
so
speaking about it
generally, it's annoying. Well, it's a high, like I wouldn't put that on to rest in the bath, you know. Like,
I'm not talking about situational. I'm not talking about by situations. I'm talking about in general.
Overall.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you judge a song without it being based on a mood that you're in.
Don't you can like Boom like, Boom Pow? Didn't you
I like Boom Boom Pow. I do think Boom Boom Pow is an annoying song, though.
Like, there are songs that I love that I'm just like not in the mood to listen to right now. Doesn't mean I don't love it or like it.
I don't think it's the most annoying song in the world. Like, at face value, I don't think it is.
I think it's like,
I think
objectively one of the most brilliant pieces of its time.
Of its time.
It's never been done like, nothing was done like that before that.
Don't Stop
Believing.
They didn't
even put it on the radio.
Don't Stop Believing is one of, yeah, because it's probably like,
so thought no one was annoying, listen, but guess
was annoying
what?
People.
They did.
It always reminds me of the Christian camp I went to, Camp Ozark. I literally thought it was a song that was written by God.
Bohemian
like that's
Rhapsody?
How much, yeah. They used to do a skit to it, and they would all sing, and everyone would pop up for the different, like in the choir, let him go. They would be three people, and they'd pop up. It was just like fascinating to watch. So that's what I always think of. So I have a soft spot in it for that reason. Mm-hmm. But like, I think Don't Stop Believing by Journey is one of the most annoying songs ever made in history.
But do you think that would be the case if it didn't become what it's become?
Like, if every now and then I heard it? No, I think you're right.
You know? Like, it's annoying because what people have done with it.
Well, it's become this, like, yeah, you're right. It, like, everyone sing along. I'm like, no.
Right.
And they play it at, like, weddings, and, like, everyone that I hate gets up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then at a baseball game, everyone knows it. It's like, you need to stop.
Like, I don't think Journey would love the way that the direction that the song has gone in.
You're right. I'm sure they're loving the royalties that come in every
That's very
seconds.
True. This one is sweet because, as you know, I asked for hot takes, and this person said, Brooke is actually so beautiful. Flagging that we are doing hot takes right now. So that's yay.
Brooke's actually so beautiful randomly.
Thank you. Hot take. So that was sweet.
That is so sweet of them.
Which, yes. So thank you. Okay. Let's normalize asking people why they are missing limbs.
Hey, where'd your leg go?
Thoughts?
No.
Agree.
Yeah.
I do think if I was missing a limb, I would rather someone just ask me than stare. But probably
wait,
in general.
This is also speaking people with all their limbs and vestibules. But would you rather someone stare or not look at it intentionally?
Right. So honestly, like maybe asking is just like,
interesting.
Maybe that's the move.
Well, we can't speak.
Not
on
looking,
behalf
you
of the
you
community.
Know it's no. I'm just thinking if I
were without limb,
but also I've never been without a limb, so I wouldn't really know. But it's probably annoying when people are like actively trying to not look, because you know that's like they're intentionally doing that. And also when they look, that's also probably annoying. When they ask, it's probably annoying too, but it just would all suck. I don't know how I feel about that.
Hey,
one.
Okay, let me do it. What happened to your arm?
Maybe I would just rather that, unless I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. It's so traumatic. I was like, oh, I got in a car wreck. They took my arm off. Cool.
Yeah.
You want a drink? Can I get you a drink? Do you want
to? Yeah, you can get me a drink.
Okay, cool. I'll be right back with your drink. I'll hand it to you. To your good arm.
Thank you. Okay. This one is interesting. Celebrity crushes while in a committed relationship is a red flag.
Yawn. Wow. Tell me you need to break up with your significant other without telling me. You can do
what?
That's like just an insecure situation. You should be able to have crushes on celebrities.
Oh, I feel like I'd like to think that I would not have these very intense celebrity crushes.
Well, intense, like, yeah, that's not good. That's also a seeking help situation more than like, I'm going to cheat on my spouse. I think saying to your spouse, when I met you, I lost feelings for like, I don't think anyone else is attractive now. That should be a red flag because they're lying or it's unhealthy.
Yeah, that's not the question though.
What is it? Having a celebrity crush while you're in a
relationship?
Yeah, celebrity
crush as well in a committed relationship is a red flag.
It's a celebrity crush.
Yeah, I don't agree.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I think like maybe like extreme ones.
That's where I'm losing you every time you say that. What do you mean extreme cases of a celebrity crush?
Like if I was
having
like,
a shrine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not okay just regardless.
Well, I'm even thinking like me. I would hope that I would not have the feelings that I have about celebrities.
I bet they would be dampened. Someone tweeted, it reminds me of this tweet.
Okay.
Someone running the Taylor Swift extreme fan account was like, hey guys, sorry I haven't posted a ton recently. I got laid and I'm kind of over this.
Yeah.
It's a good example of like, true. I think that like, you're like, oh, whoa.
Yeah. Well, do you have any?
Thoughts? I gave mine really intensely. Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a lot of these. They're not great.
It's fine.
But everyone tried. And I think I just need to be, when I ask for something broad like this, I think I need to go less broad and give examples of ones that, like, I think Cats Drama Thursdays would be good for us to kind of.
Right.
Yeah. My professor was my advisor, friend, and mentor. And then I found her husband on Grindr.
Ooh.
That was a good one. There was no question, what do I do? I'm assuming because it came in as a secret. This person did not tell their professor, advisor, and mentor.
Damn.
So that's a secret you hold?
We would hold that? But also, like, who's
it's like
to
not
say?
Not your place to
who's
tell.
Who's to say the professor doesn't know?
I mean, it's just not, it's you just don't get involved. I think that's just something you leave. That's not your place. You certainly don't want to out this person's husband. It may not be her. It might be two gay dudes in an open relationship.
Damn.
I don't know. That'd be a good one for more context. Would love more context.
Yeah.
I'm 26 and still suck my thumb.
That's tough.
Thoughts?
They need that thing that I've talked about.
Which one?
The blockade that I wanted so bad when I was younger. The kids that suck their thumb had that like expander.
Yeah.
That has that like thing that comes down so you can't stick your thumb in.
What an interesting Google search.
What did she search?
Mouthgate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would invest in one of those, surely, or have that disgusting nail polish.
Oh my God, I would love.
I'm actually sure she's tried everything.
I would love to see what your teeth look like.
There was like a period when I was like 8 or 9 or something, because I never sucked my thumb.
Yeah.
But when I was like, I'm going to start sucking my thumb now for attention.
Yeah, 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 I get that.
And it never stuck.
It just wasn't a natural fit.
Yeah, it wasn't a natural fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bite my fingers and I'm like, I'm only a couple degrees away from putting my thumb in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no interest in sucking my thumb, but like, I'm like this all day.
Right. Yeah. Who are we to judge?
I'm not judging. Yeah. I'm saying just like wash your hands, I guess. There's nothing, I mean, your teeth are probably going to be, if they're not already, completely misaligned and the germs of it, but I
guess it's no different whatever. Than picking your nose.
Yeah, no, put your whole hand in there. Okay. Ooh, that was a good one, but we already talked about it. I taught my dog how to run away after he shits so I don't have to clean it up.
I mean, morally, that's probably...
That's a tough one. That's a tough...
Not wrong, probably. Yeah.
I throw away some of my roommate's souvenir cups from sporting events because she's a bitch.
Tough.
Okay, so I used to do this in college.
Throw away your roommate's stuff?
It wasn't souvenir cups, but every time we'd go to a restaurant, they would get the takeaway plastic cup. And I'm so OCD, and I bought all of the dishware that all matched. And we had see-through glass cabinets in our kitchen. And they kept bringing home, like, Taco Tuesday cups with, like, cartoons all over them. And I was like, we're adults. Granted, it did not matter at all. But I would just, like, recycle them into the trash. We had enough cups. It's not like we needed more cups.
I think it's wrong if they're collectors, because I have nothing but the utmost respect for collectors and the things that they collect.
Yeah.
So if there was like a full collection going on, that like seems awful to me to tamper with the collection. But if it was just like them like hoarding, fine. Toss it.
Yeah.
Did you ever collect anything?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. Oh, we've talked about this, mm-hmm. I think. Rocks, etc.
Rocks. I still collect rocks.
Yeah.
I have a rock bowl on my dining room table.
So I used to collect pencils.
Wooden pencils?
And I think colored pencils.
Mechanical pencils?
I was like two.
That's like such
addicted to pencils.
But you could just like buy a pack.
I don't know what happened really. I have no memory of it.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
I love the smell of pencils. Also, I love the taste of pencils. Chew those shits up.
What?
Chew them to bits.
Oh, I never chewed my pencils.
Wow. I could chew on the eraser. I could chew on the metal thing that held the eraser to the wood.
I believe it.
I chewed right through it like a horny beaver.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay. Oh my God. Wow. I started reading two in a row that were not connected. And I was like, how did you get from there to there? Okay. Sorry. I'm adopted, but I know my biological mom. Fast forward 18 years. My best friend in college loses her virginity to this guy who we both learn after is in fact my biological second cousin. And he has no idea I exist.
Well, you know, I've always spoken about how second cousins really have no blood relation.
Right. So I want to raise this question that I saw the other day on a different podcast. I don't know whose podcast it was. It was a TikTok. Should incest be allowed for gay dudes?
I can't get into it.
Answer the question.
I don't know. This is just like not my, it's not my fight.
Because incest is illegal because of offspring, right? Like because you would transfer dangerous DNA, it would compromise your DNA in a way that would affect your offspring.
I would like to know what the experts have to say. I love listening to experts.
Brooke, we are the experts.
I don't think we are the experts in
Brooke, this. We are right now. Because someone else raises the question, no, it shouldn't be allowed. Should like a woman who's on the pill be allowed to commit incest? And everyone was like,
My thing is that like I would have felt comfortable just being like incest is bad, but now I never know like what's bad. So I'm like scared to say anything is bad because I feel like am I being judgmental?
No, I don't think you should fuck your sister or your brother.
Okay. That's fine to say.
Yeah.
Then yeah.
I'm going to go. I'm pro anti incest. I'm just going to put that on record.
Okay. You're on record.
Whoa, I'm anti-incest, I could just say. Okay, cool.
I can't go on record saying. I'm not going to go on record.
Wow. Keep it. Plan it safe. Okay, I'm comfortable saying I'm anti-incest. Okay. My first crush was the president on the $10 bill.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Who is that, by the way, Connor?
Let's say,
tell us, Connor.
For those who don't know, and I'm just going to... Izzy, for those who don't know, who would that be?
I know. I do know.
Me
I genuinely
too.
Do know. No, I'm not even fucking with you. I do know.
Andrew Jackson. Alexander Hamilton is what I meant to say. Same thing.
And I knew. I did know that because of Hamilton.
Yep.
Oh, no, that's the whole point. Hamilton was a smoke.
Well, then why was Lin-Manuel Miranda?
You know, that is... I obviously love Lin. I think he's an attractive guy, but that is like a discussion of like why Lin casted himself as Hamilton, especially because, you know, his voice is, he can carry a tune, but it's definitely not like
good,
the strongest. So it's okay. Part of the discussion as well. But yeah, Hamilton was like a whore.
Well, as he should be.
Yeah.
Did you see his face?
No, I know. He's really hot.
That's my president.
Mm-hmm. And he was maybe bi.
Oh.
He had something going on with a guy.
Was it his brother?
No, it was John Lawrence.
Oh, they really
want to say.
Okay, let's be honest here. Was he the one? The picture on the right?
We'll never know.
That picture, or was he the picture on the left?
Well, and all
and that's an important distinction.
All the correspondence that have been found, and like all the information that's known, it's he was hot.
Very interesting.
In different words,
he was a looker.
Yeah. But yeah.
Someone wrote in and said, I'm still embarrassed about being kicked out of Connor's Portland show. Love y'all.
Oh, that's her.
It's nice to get that off your shoulders. I don't give a shit. So you're good.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. Not worried about it at all. I'm
okay,
sure
give us
someone
one
in the crowd wants to fight you though. A bunch of people wrote in. Sorry, this is not, I'm not egging this on at all, but like, genuinely, we had 15 people say, I love having threesomes, or I had a threesome last night, or threesomes are great. So
pop off.
So
this is the Challengers era.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. The culture, man, is crazy. I stole $200 from my middle school fundraiser, and I'm still scared they'll find out. I'm 24. Valid.
I just remembered something bad I did.
What did you do?
I can't say, but I get that. I understand feeling that way, but you're good.
I don't know.
But maybe give it back. It's not too late.
Maybe give it back Broad City style.
Yeah, donate it to something, to your school, or do a teacher's fund.
Whatever the fundraiser is.
School supplies
for
a classroom.
Yeah. Good idea, Brooke.
Yeah.
You're always thinking.
Thanks.
I was just thinking, like,
that's not true.
Justice is a dish best served cold, and it's frozen right now for you.
Yeah.
I think that's how that saying goes.
I think so. No, revenge.
Oh.
Revenge is a dish best served. Is it cold?
Cold?
Yeah.
Oh, I want revenge immediately. I think I need my.
What does that even
up.
Mean, though? What are the.
Oh, Brooke, you got it exactly correct. Vengeance is often more satisfying if it is not exacted immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so don't act on emotion. Is that that's what this
yeah,
person
said? Yeah, I guess I like that.
Oh, well, we could learn a lot from that.
You okay?
Oh, I threw up in my mouth.
I saw that. It could have had something to do with the green juice.
Oh, I drank it pretty fast. Well, my eyes are watering now.
And the contents of it.
Oh.
We can
my
do more on the
bonus. My stepdad is dying.
Oh,
he's the worst for valid reasons, and I'm happy about it.
Sorry, say that again?
Her stepdad's dying, and she's happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll end on a happy one. I'm a millennial woman who's attracted to Gen Z men. What's your cap age gap?
Me or you?
Going younger.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Like
I think it's,
you could, it's, you could, Brooke, if you came in and you're like, I met someone, he's 19. I don't think I could continue on having the dynamic that we have now.
No, I know. I'm not, I would not do that.
I would be.
I think she's asking the other way around.
I agree. She's asking for you.
Your cap. Of like how old?
Oh, she's asking for cap age gap. So like how far in front or behind? Like how far? I guess it'd be good to ask both directions.
I would say if I'm like in love, I could do 25.
Yeah, I was gonna say 25 for me too. And that would
like
be a straight.
Honestly, like patriarchy, like you could go younger.
I have nothing to talk about with someone who is 21 through 25. Even like I don't even know. 25 is fine.
25. Ideally not, though. Ideally older.
Yeah.
I would say cap.
Cap. Give me a cap.
That's tough. Because what's interesting is, like, all of my, like, all of these, like, celebrity crushes I love are, like, 40s. But I would never in a million years, like,
date
a 40-year-old.
What?
No, I would date them.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But not a real person.
Maybe I think you would. I think if, like,
maybe 35
is not that old.
39?
39 feels older than 40.
38? I mean, it's really, it's case by case.
Right.
Well, if you found like somebody really good and they were 43.
Yeah, if Matthew Gagubler comes up to me and is like, I want to marry you, my wedding's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
That would be such a fun
And wedding. He's in his 40s.
Yeah, sure.
So 40s, I guess. But then I could, then I start to go, okay, Paul Rudd. If Paul Rudd came up to me and asked to marry me.
Paul Rudd, yeah.
He's 50. So it's like, when, where do you draw the line?
Larry David is the no.
If, you know what? I would marry Larry David.
I saw Larry David and my panties begin to drop.
But those are just like such specific examples that do not apply to real life.
Larry David, 74.
Yeah, I would marry him happily and willingly and quickly. So we have as much time as possible.
I would too.
I know.
I would be at your, we would, oh my God, Larry David.
Would you object at our wedding?
No, Larry David would be Zendaya and me and you would be those boys.
That's he'd, so
he'd make
good.
Us play tennis and he'd sit in the stands.
That is so good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he would hate us, Brooke.
Like, oh my God, he would hate us.
I was listening to him talk the other day and I could just be like, oh my God, we would be the fucking, his worst nightmare, actually.
That's why if I ever see him or anything, I'm not saying hi. I'm just.
I'm not going to approach him. I would never approach him.
No, it would be rude.
I tip my cap to him, but not say a word.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, we got to go to the bonus. We did another long episode. Wow.
Yeah.
The beginning was so confusing to me. I felt like I wasn't even on my own podcast.
I think because you were thrown off by the afternoon.
By the aftershock.
By the afterwave. Okay. Well, we'll see you in the bonus.
Bye, guys.
This week on Close Friends. Of course you're going to get a wedgie on the humunga cowbunga water slide.
What did you think was going to happen?
Exactly.
I love being sweet too, because I have a kind heart.
That felt like you were implying I don't.
Are you projecting?
Maybe. Honestly, like this is when you start becoming your parents, because you're like, oh.
I get it and I'm sorry.
And I'm scared I'm going to get myself in trouble if I keep talking.
Yeah, I think you might.
I think I might too.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.